pretty important. I suspect a fair number of people were caught unaware.
Intel and IBM announced the next generation of computer chips at the 45 nanometer level. Also, can you lose weight playing video games? Come on. Well, Rio Piscino looks into that very serious question. This is PodTech News Weekly Magazine for January 27, 2007. I'm Jason Lopez. It came on the same day, two announcements about 45 nanometer technology, one from Intel and one from IBM. So why does IBM matter as a chip maker for PCs in Intel's world? Well, you know that Apple dropped IBM as a maker of its microprocessors for Macs and laptops in favor of Intel's energy-saving chip designs. But IBM also works with AMD, providing research and technology. So expect to see AMD offering 45 nanometer chips. Today's IBM announcement, designed to prevent Intel from having the stage, indicates that Big Blue is well behind Intel, which will produce microprocessors starting in July. AMD won't get production going until well into 2008. I had a chance to attend an Intel pre-announcement this week, and instead of chatting with the Intel folks who were there, I did that NPR thing of journalists interviewing journalists.
I'm Dean Freeman. I'm with Gartner DataQuest, and I think, at least from my perspective, the biggest thing about today's announcement is the fact that a company is introducing high-k metal gates, at least a half generation, if not a full generation, before the industry thought it would be implemented.
I'm Ed Korchinski, senior technical editor with Solid State Technology Magazine, Wafer News, and Advanced Packaging Magazine, all within the Penwell Empire, and I've been sort of quietly waiting for a year to see any of the details, because a year ago when they announced the results, they didn't, as was said today, they didn't pre-announce the materials used and the core technologies. They just said, we got working chips, and here are the ultimate performance specs. So it's interesting to see that they've managed to sweat all of the details and pull off the integration using these new materials.
I'm Jean-Baptiste Ossu. I'm with the French news agency. 45 nanometers had to be the next step. Now, the fact that Intel could do it in a simpler way than it was thought so, gives them an advantage.
David Cantor, Real World Technologies. I wasn't super surprised. I'd been at a conference earlier, and there had been a fair number of wagers about when Intel was going to do high-k and metal gates. And I sort of came down on the side of 45 nanometer because they tend to prefer great manufacturing as a way to get performance rather than designing super exotic chips like IBM. And so this is, it's a three-year leap ahead of everyone else because Intel's 1 year ahead of everyone else in terms of process. Plus, most people will be doing this at 32 nanometer. So it's pretty important. And I suspect a fair number of people were caught unaware.
This is PodTech News Weekly Magazine. I'm Jason Lopez. Finding the origin of life, sailing across the Pacific alone. Solving global warming. Those are some of the great quests. There's another one, losing weight while watching TV. Now let's update that and say playing video games. A Philadelphia man claims to have lost 9 pounds in 6 weeks by playing the Nintendo Wii. He created a blog called WiiNintendo.net to document his results. His findings have garnered national attention, but are his results legit? PodTech's Rio Piscino asks the question, can people actually lose weight playing video games?
In 1998, video game developer Konami unveiled Dance Dance Revolution in arcades all over Japan. DDR is a rhythm-based game in which players move their feet to the beat of a song. After Dance Dance Revolution's release reached worldwide status, many players reported that it also doubled as an exercise tool, with stories of significant weight loss from playing the game. And a year ago, more than 750 U.S. schools implemented Dance Dance Revolution into their health and physical education curricula. Today, it looks like the Nintendo Wii could soon be following the footsteps of Dance Dance Revolution. 25-year-old Mickey DeLorenzo conducted the Wii Sports experiment, which he claims playing Wii Sports helped him lose 9 pounds. DeLorenzo's experiment has gotten national attention, and he says the idea to use the Wii as an exercise tool came about as he was playing the system with his girlfriend.
I started playing Wii Sports, which comes with the system, and my girlfriend was playing with me. We played all the games, and we got to the boxing game, and by, 15 minutes into the boxing game, we were both sweating and, we're like panting in the whole bit. So I'm like, wow, I just kind of casually say, this is like a workout. And, I think everyone's kind of was thinking that the Nintendo would do that. And, the Wii Sports, especially the boxing, did. So basically the next day, I started to write about Wii Sports and how it gave me an exercise. And kind of right then and there while I was writing, I kind of wrote, I'm going to try an experiment. I'm going to, meticulously keep track of, my body stats, weigh myself so 3 times a day, that kind of thing. Play it for 30 minutes every single day for 6 weeks straight. Not change any of my normal day activities. I'm not going to add exercise or change my eating habits. It's just my typical day plus 30 minutes of Wii Sports.
Now, what was your typical habits when it came to eating and exercise prior to doing the experiment?
I've always eaten fairly healthy. I stay away from fast food. I'll have pizza and buffalo wings, that kind of thing, Chinese food from time to time, but I'd say I'm generally healthy eater overall, long before the experiment. And as far as exercise, I live in downtown Philadelphia. I don't have a car. I walk everywhere. So
right.
My exercise prior to this was mainly walking around the city. I had belonged to a gym a year ago, but I haven't been since. So that's pretty much my prior exercise and eating habits, which I maintained throughout.
According to your blog, you started in December, right around Christmas time, which is kind of crazy.
That actually probably skewed the results a little higher, maybe, because I did eat and drink probably more than I used to. Plus, the cold weather kept me in more. So, but after the 6 weeks, my final result was 9 pounds lost, and completely took me by surprise, because what I did is I kept a journal each day, and I wrote down my weight 3 times a day, so I would get a kind of an average for the day. I didn't really tally any of those up until the final day when I started compiling all the data. And when I got to it, I started to put it into a graph, and I was just like, wow, this is something here. Because when I first started, I was like, I could probably do about 4 pounds, I think, just generally thinking about weight loss. But getting up to 9 was pretty significant for me, so I was pretty happy with the results. And also with my body fat went from like 19.2, I think it was, to 17.
Oh, wow. Wow, that's pretty impressive considering all the exercise you were doing was playing the Wii. Now, how aggressive were you, Mickey, when playing Wii Sports? I mean,
right.
To even have a shot at losing weight, I assume you have to do more than flick your wrist when playing these games.
You're exactly right. It's basically, anything, whatever you put into something, that's what you're going to get out of it, kind of thing. And there's definitely, that's definitely one of the biggest variables is how hard have you done it. And I would say if it was like a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being super aggressive, I probably on average did like a 7 or 8. There were days when I would hop around on my toes and during the boxing game, get up on my feet and like hop around, like a real boxer and get real into it. And then other days just take it a little bit easier, play a quick game of bowling and that kind of thing. So I'd say on average probably about an 8 on the aggressive scale.
It's funny how you mentioned, reenacting playing these games, whether it's bowling, Wii boxing, Wii baseball, etc. Now with that comes injuries and accidents. I'm pretty sure you've heard any negative effects from the experiment, when it comes to those problems.
I followed that in all the reports, and I think CNN was even covering flying Wiimotes and the whole bit. I kind of always laughed at all that. How are these people doing this? I was probably about 4 weeks in when I'm saying this to myself, and lo and behold, my fault, of course. And, Nintendo warned you every time you play to keep things away from you. My girlfriend was sitting on the couch behind me, and I was playing bowling, and I went to roll the ball. I pulled my hand backwards, and then coming forward to throw the ball, I had come around and knock the front of my MacBook or my PowerBook.
Not good.
And knocked it right off the hinge. The screen went sideways. It turned black. And I guess the power hooks don't have the power supply running on the right side. I guess it's the left side. So luckily enough, I was able to rig it back up. But it's still like a wobbly monitor. So it kind of, you know.
I guess not all ended positively with this experiment.
Yeah.
Besides broken laptops, any after effects or side effects by doing these exercises?
Just briefly in the beginning, I'd say the first week, maybe a little bit more, definitely felt extremely sore, you know, from shoulder to wrist. I went out and got an icy hot patch, and I got like one of those microwavable heater thingies to put on my arm. I like wrapped it around because I was generally really sore from doing it. And I think, you know, whenever you start a new activity, whether it be at the gym or wherever you're doing it, I think you tend to be sore the first couple times. So after the first week and a half maybe, I wasn't sore since. So I think it was just kind of the nature of starting something new. You know, your normal day doesn't consist of moving your arms around that much.
Mickey, what do you say to those people or those gamers out there who laugh about this and say, you know, yeah, right, you can't possibly get a workout off of playing a video game?
All I could say is that it's what you put into it. You know, you play the games to, you know, aggressively, like I played them, and I don't think anyone can deny that playing Wii Sports, you know, at a fairly maximum amount of aggression gives you a sweat. I mean, that's pretty much undeniable from, you know, my experience and everything I heard. So, yeah, it's a great way for exercising. I think that a lot of people, I've actually gotten a lot of emails and comments about people who want to, who ask me my daily routine and that kind of thing and what it actually consisted of. And so it's, I feel like almost like a Richard Simmons of of the Wii Sports, because I'll get some of these letters and they're like, so thanks so much for putting, you know, the data to, you know, the obvious kind of, I've been doing this myself, and, you know, it's great to see that it actually works for someone else and this and that. So it's pretty fun.
It's also a positive thing. I mean, for a lot of critics of video games who say that this encourages obesity among kids playing video games, this is definitely a positive thing for gaming in general.
I mean, people have been talking about this for years. It's got that stigma on it, you know, lazy, just moving your fingers. I think a couple of years ago, or two years ago, the whole Dance Dance Revolution thing kind of broke out a little bit. There were some weight loss issues with that, but now I think with the Wii and being so universal as far as cross-gender and not age-specific, I think it's really kind of broke all stigma and barriers, you know, regarding any of that. So I think the video game industry is a whole, well, the naysayers of, you know, lazy video gamers, that whole bit, it's definitely going to be taken down a notch, because, you know, if any of those people pick up a controller and do it, they'll realize pretty quick what they're getting out of it.
There are some people who are speculative of DiLorenzo's results, but there are other studies that support DiLorenzo's claim that active video games can help a person lose weight. Mayo Clinic researchers recently conducted a survey on the relationship between weight loss and active video games. Of the 25 children surveyed, all of them burned anywhere from 3 to 6 times as many calories when playing an activity-based game. With the success of DDR and rising popularity in activity-based video games such as Guitar Hero and Wii Sports, the idea that all gamers out there are out-of-shape couch potatoes may soon become an afterthought. For PodTech News, I'm Rio Pacino.
That's PodTech News Weekly, produced by Rio Pacino and Catherine Girardeau. I'm Jason Lopez.